se lì la cosa. A me mi viene in chiesa, e a seconda capire che cosa. E Schmuel, a me se ne ha mai. Na, il Rosh, il Snatere, so è mi pare questo. Denn der Tante, dieser Weiler von der Achone, ist auch sehr gut geschehen. Ist auch sehr gut geschehen. Na, und der Berecker weiß, so, na, und der Aschbo, in Gwies, wo ihr in der Rosch, na, wo es, der der Weitkirse ist, der Weitkirse ist, der Weitkirse ist, der Meereslag, na, die Meereslag, nein, wie ihr Meereslag, so, ein Rosch, the Berekabayis has the deal say of Rashi, but it's Chelik HaRashi. Rashi says here, Ike, being the second big line in Rashi, Ike, being Reb Chanina Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon in Mishai Mishkit HaLechudeh, Reb Chanina Boi Hato Reushi. So in other words, so Rashi says the fact that Rabbi Yechon in Chelik HaRachai. That means Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon in Chelik HaRachai. Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon. The Berkabai, he says the same word as Rashi Ike Benaye, but he says the Ike Benaye is not between Rab Chanina on one hand and Shmuel Rabbi Yechon on the other. But the Ike Benaye is between Rab Chanina on one hand and Rab on the other. But Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon, they agree with Rab Chanina. What's not given there? There is a little not given there. See, if we say, if the question is how do we pass, so if we say that the Ike Benaye means between Rab Chanina on one end and Shmuel Rabbi Yechon on the other end. So that means that both Shmuel Rabbi Yechon and Chelik Rab Chanina. So Rav Chachomim, Chelik Rab Chanina, they hold that the time that is required for the Achone of the Behemah Shechita is not included in the period of Shia. So then we have to pass through like Shmuel Rabbi Yechon and Ruah Machmirim. But there is a shorter period of Shia. But according to the Kabbalists, so the Ike Benaye means, so the Ike Benaye, the Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon agree with Rabbi Chanina. So the only one who is Chelik is Rav. So that means we have a machlekes between Rav and one hand. He says that only the time, he's a machmir, that only the time that is involved in the act of Shechita itself is considered. But that the time required for the Achon of the Behemah Shechita is not considered. And then against Rav, so we have Rav Chanina and Shmuel and Rav Yechon. So the three Chachomim are Chelik, all of them against Rav. So it's a machlekes of one against three. So naturally the halacha is that Shia consists not only of the time of the act of Shechita itself, time required in the act of Shechita itself, but also the time required for the Achon of the Shechita. But it's interesting that there is a machlekes between Rav. There is a machleke between Rashi and the Rekabai, whether Yaakov is Yaakov. And the other Ike Benaye means the Rekhanina and Rabbi Yechon, or the Rekhanina and Rav. Now again, So then Rashi says, take all the chum, when you come in, got Jerez Lavirot, or she, you division, was in Rashi, which could be more of she. To keep the show of my coming, that will let it all in the train, and even Rashi, if the money was to go there, when you share along with, also ours, and laugh, and come in. It's a shit. When you take Shiake, Alatsabo, Misaki, or Yamti, Rashi, or Yamti, Rashi, or now this verse says here, we should wear him a vein law. Rachbos a kishwer, Rabir, the arm of vein law, who we couldn't respond at the home of the Oma of your. The time I'm here, I'm going to my home was the Amodako, the Dako, the Gasso, the Gasso. Because the Ephraim, the Ace Hollow, Ape Behemoth, Mimaja Hooking, Dako, the Gasso. We can Bahak Bosa, Gasso, the Gasso, the Dako, the Dako, the Ephraim. So we have my friend in Rashi Christmas. Rashi paskins like Rav, lechum and not b'teres Rav, but lechum he paskins like Rav. Why? Because it's a machlekes amochoi, and the Gemara doesn't paskin like anyone, so in the we have to go lechum. We have to go lechum. So that means that if no, so let's say if the shiur, if the time which is required for shiur's not is 40 seconds, so 40 seconds is the shiur shiur for not. But the rach paskins like shmur, rabir, the amre behemoth. Now that only, so this thesis discusses only one question, whether we paskin like Rav or we paskin like Shmuel, whether behemoth will be off or atu behemoth. So the rach paskins like Shmuel and Rashi paskins like Rav. But then there's another question. Are we considering only the time that is involved in the act of shkita itself? So that will be a chumre. Or we consider also the time that is required for the achumre. So again, I'm dead, there is my question. Now, let's see what the Rosh says. Turn to the Rosh. See, paragraph test, second page of it. Michael is Schlitter, Rabbi Michael is Schlitter, Bema Acher, Rabbi Michael is Schlitter. Itma, Rabbi Michael is Schlitter, Bema Le Bema Beit Leim, Ushmir Leim Ahtu Bema Leim. Kios Arubi Nom Rabbi Yechen Ahtu Bema Leim. Rabbi Yechane, Rabbi Chani Nom Akel, Shiyomi Bema Acher, Vish Le Yoga, Yobi Ahtu Mahom, Kis Bela Chut Pisa Mugat Ushuri, Omer Apopi Mez Lati Bunai, Hohe Goras Rash, Upil Shiki Bunai, Rabbi Yechen Rabbi Chani. Rabbi Yechen Matzik Hohe Yishlitter, Rabbi Chani Nom Matzik Dehatol Ushuri. Wenn ihr es so eine Reihe, die Rapporte und Bäume, die alles was ich schon sagt, was ich schon. Die Kachmire, die es vorhin nicht alles sehe, haben wir abgehört, wenn wir es lachen. Kleina, heute haben wir auf Kachmire, die Bäume, die Heres, heute wenn wir es kam, wenn wir es alles aber hatten. Aber wir haben auch mit der Wiesn Kachmire, die ich habe, wenn wir auf Zehner, die nicht schreit, Gas und Gas und Dach und Dach. Und Potsa Krasche, auch ein Krasch, mich mit Gesoffen, der Pinsen, der Kachmire, kann was, wie auch mal Dach und Dach. Und wenn wir schon mal und du hast ihn in Play, wie Fscher, Du in Porsa hake, wo bin ich mir abkhani, wo ma schon nach dem Kuh, da gab mir ab jeichle, wie ich hier auch bin ein. Aber wenn man sich hieß, wo gab mir ab jeichle, wo ich mir, wo ich bin und schiehe, an Boi, wo ich potze, aber ich kann nicht so, wie man sich ab jeichle mir abkhani. So in other words, so it's possible that when Rashi passes like Rav, so he only passes like Rav, because we have two machlekes. We have a according to Rashi's process. So we have two machlekes. According to the Rosh Kirsay, we have four machlekes. But according to Rashi's Kirsay, we have two separate machlekes that have no logical connection with each other. One machlekes is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether it's behemoth with behemoth, or it's hafilo behemoth. That's one machlekes. Then we have a machlekes between Rav Chanine and Shmuel. Rav Chanine says that Hachone is also included in the Shie, and Shmuel Rabbi Yechane says only the act of Shchita is included in the Shie. So it's two separate machlekes. Now Rashi, in so many words, says that Aloch is like Rav, but it could be that Aloch is like Rav in connection with the Shire, whether it's Beim or Afil Beim Leif. So they will pass the Beim Leif like Rav. But in regard to the question as to whether we include the Achone in the Shia, the period of Shia or not. So then, Abu Bamashihishu, Rabbi Abiyichan, and Shmuel, they would be even Shia, Akweya, Vakotze, Halach Kimeisa. Because according to Rashi's Kirse, so there was a machlekes between Rav Chanine on one end and Rav and Shmuel and Abiyichan on the other. So Rav Chanine says, that the time that is required to be making the behemoth for Shrita is included in the Shia, Rav Chanine and Rav and Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan say, no, Shia consists only of the time that is required for the act of Shrita itself. So since it's a machlekes of one against three, so why shouldn't we say that Aloch is like the three Chachonim? Like Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechanan, that only the time that is involved in the act of Shrita is included in the Shia, not the time that is required for the Achonah Rishon. Alright, but that we could say only Yalu ben Ashes yes. Mashiachin according to the Oishkir said, so there is no Mashiachin on the question as to whether the Achonah Rishon, the Harbotze of the Behemoth, is included in the period of Shia. Everybody can agree that it's included. So, right? So, Abu Ibn Sigir says, Shuinkia. Ik ga zien een nummer aan koppen. Wie meer is de hatiel? Niet de rabbi wegen in Israël. Wij die boek roem is hier aan boeien waar wordt ze. Wij boeien we voor is er een schritte maas lissen. Die me schaven om. We schritte als behemo. We heen voor neem maar behemo, 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 behemo. Abo die me schritte. Wij boeien we voor is hier neem maar hier schritte waar doen is hem aan boeien waar wordt aan de kosten schritte. So more we can say that everybody agrees that the time that is required for the hachone of the behemo is schritte. Is included in Shia. So in other words, so that means that according to Rashi, we have a terrific hole. First of all, so Rashi is, so let's say, the Rosh points out that according to Rashi, we have a double chumra, according to Rashi. First of all, we have the chumra of Rashi, that Rashi holds that the Aloch is like Rab, that behemoth, so that's a big chumra. That means, let's say, in a north, the Shia is just 40 seconds, assuming that it's 40 seconds. That's one thing. Then, according to Rashi's Gilse, he means the Hakel Kibanai, so that means there is a machlekes as to whether the Achone is included in the Shia or Shia. So, three Amroim saying so many words that the Achone is not included in the Shia or Shia. In Aretzra, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, only the act of Shchite is included in the Shia Shia, not the Achone. So, who says that Achone is included? So that's Rav Hanina, so maybe the Aloche is like the three, Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan. So that's it, not a big Chumre. In other words, that we don't consider the time that is involved in the Harbots of Eim. We only consider the time that is involved in the act of Shchita. So melee, that means that Rashi is the biggest machi, insofar she is concerned. So we have two chumras according to Rashi. Number one, that Of has its own Shia of Shia. Of does not have the Shia of Shia of Shchita Reimo, and also that the Achone is not included. That's according to Rashi. But according to the Rosh Kiyoseh, so melee, we don't have that chumre, that only the time element of the act of Shchita itself is considered. No! So then we can say that everybody agrees that the time element of the act of Shchita and the time element of the Achonah Shchita together constitute the period of Shia. The period of Shia. So he says, Umashu Pirush Ehimbo, Hanimu Pirush, Vamastisko Yulam Bilrav Rabichim, Veishu Amir Chilik Al Hanimu. וכי משמע מתיך דבר המלכה שהרי בי כל דברי רב רבי יחם ושמואל הוא פוסק הלוכה כרבי יחם ושמואל זאת אומרת, זאת דרוש ישחל כאן רשי according to Rashi we have one big chumre we have two big chumres one chumre that if we have and another big chumre that only the time element of the act of Shchita is considered according to the Rosh so we have two time elements that are to be included in the Shia of Shia. That is the time element for the act of Shchita and the time element for the act of Achon. So he says, "V'chei mashmitir dibrei ha'ofetzal shehivi kol dibrei rab rabbi yechanan u'shmuel patrachon v'hivi dibrei rabbi yisi b'rav chanine kidei sheyarbienu v'yarbitzenu v'yishrei dako l'dako v'gaso l'gaso gaso l'gaso." So that means on one hand he's mentioned the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan Shmuel, and the paskins halachic Rabbi Yechanan Shmuel. After the behemo, right? Like Shmuel, and then he paskins kriyshi arbienu v'yarbitzenu v'yishrei dako v'dako v'gaso v'gaso. Isn't there a stira? So between Rabbi Yechanan Shmuel and Salochet, they say after the behemo, so the melee, and then it says. Dako and Dako. So if it's after Behemo Rov, so it's certainly Behemo Gaso and Dako. If it's Behemo Gaso and Rov, so certainly Behemo Gaso and Dako. And after she puts a lot of the Rechim Shmuel, after Behemo Rov, Kolchki Yibshamim Mishir's Gasol Yitakol. So why does he mention the week after he spelled out that Aloch is like the Rach, that Aloch is like Chabichan and Shmuel, that Afro Beim Lohov, so he mentions Chabichan and Shmuel, that Kedesh Yadeno, Yabzeno, Yishrei, Dakom, Gasol, Gasol. So he's Mizaki Shlomo Yitrei, Elo, so what do we have to say? Elo Lohi Hebe, Rabbeinu Rav Chanine, Elo Pesak Halochi, Yagboye, Veyavot, Ulashmeino, Yalzeo in Nechli Kura Mishkul Rabbeinu. Also, in other words, so what was the purpose? He passed things like Rabbeinu Chanine Shmuel. So according to Rabbeinu Chanine Shmuel, we don't consider, so it's a Beimolo. So we consider, even in the Gato of, we consider the time element of the Bein, of the Shkhinat Bein. And what Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, Gassel, Gassel, Dakol, Dakol. So why does he mention? So in the Chanami, he doesn't pass like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Now, if he doesn't pass like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, why does he mention it altogether? No, because there is a purpose. Because Rabbi Yisrael Chanina mentions Sabboya Abot. The motion of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina is, Kilishyar Bieno, Biyar Bitzeno. So two Yishrei Dakol Dakol Gas Gaso. So in Ochname we don't pass like the second part of the Mishnah of Dakol Dakol Gaso Gaso. That we don't pass because we pass like a Michal and Shmuel Abu Beinu Lohov. But the first step is expressive of a very important halacha. That in other words, that when Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon say Abu Beinu Lohov. So it doesn't mean Afilu Beim Lohov, just the time. We have to determine it in terms of the time element of the act of Shchit Elohov. No! But when Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon say Afilu Beim Lohov, it means that we have to determine it in terms of the time element of the Shchit as Beim Lohov and the time element of the Hachode of Shchit Elohov. So who mentions that the Hachode, the time element of the Hachode, of the Hakboy and the Hakbotze is an essential ingredient in Shie, Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chanina mentions it. That's why the Rav mentions Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chanina's memory, but he doesn't intend to pass in the second half of Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chanina's memory, of Dako and Dako Kassel Kassonat, because that is contrary to the Shite of Shmuel Rav Yechanan, and the Rav just finished saying that the Halach is like Shmuel Rav Yechanan. ומאחר שפוסה הלוך כרביך משקול אף מבין רוב, כל שקול דמשארינו בשיאס גסו דאקו, אלוהים רבי יצמר חנין, הוא יפסה, הוא יפסה, הלוך את הרבוי והבוצה, ולהשמיעים את זה לבח נקרא בשמול רבי יחד. ומה שאולהים בי, Oh, so then, what is it? If he doesn't pass like Rabbi Yitzhak Hanine, he explicitly passes like Shmuel Rabbi Yechon. And the whole purpose of citing Rabbi Yitzhak Hanine's memory is in order to tell us, to advise us, that the time element in the Achode is an essential ingredient. So instead of citing the member of Rabbi Yisrael Chanine, he should have cited the member of Rav Chanine. Remember Chanine? So, well, ומה שלהם בבחנים יש גם הוא ישלישי הפוצה ובוא אחר מכתבי כי נעלו חיתם מספנים וכל דבורו לפי שרבי יש בבחנים לפירש תפי שירה הגבוה בפוצה In other words, now, because Rav Chanina himself doesn't spell it out explicitly, the Gemara was before. Because what's the lotion of Rav Chanina? Rav Chanina said, "Kishiyom ibehim acheres v'ishne." So we don't even know. The Gemara didn't know. The Chatchila, what does it mean? "Kishiyom ibehim acheres v'ishne." So then the Gemara explained, "In menes lad, not the ichem na'ivu t'leim es lad, but in menes lad." So, but Rav Chanina himself doesn't spell it out in so many words. Masheike, the haloche, that the time element that is involved in the achone of the Beim Lishchite is an essential ingredient. He doesn't spell it out. Who spells it out explicitly? Without the need of any explanations that the time element that is involved in the achone of the Beim Lishchite is an essential ingredient in Shchite, Rav Yisim Rav Chanina spells it out. That's the reason as to why the Rav cited Rabbi Yisrael Chanina's memory, but not to pass in like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina's whole memory. Only to advise us that the time element of the Achone is an essential thing. That's all. Now he has his own. So in other words, that means, so according to the Rosh, you see, so the Rosh is so much making the vis-à-vis Rashi, because we have two chumras and two kulas. You see, between Rashi and Rosh, according to Rashi, so we have one chumra that off the off, and we have another chumra that we don't consider the achores altogether. And then, and according to the Rosh, so we have one kule that behemel off, and another kule that makes the shi'a longer. It consists in the fact that the time element of the achone is included in the shioshi. So we have a machlekes. So far we have a machlekes between Rashi and Rosh. Rashi is machmir, and the Rosh is made. Now he has a sofer. Now the Rosh has a sofer. Tiyeshu dar. Mi'achar sheposak rabaufes alochet rabich. The Oma behinu uposak now mehalochet. The binyan shi'a kli ha'vatzim. Ki nisharinon behinu lo. אם נשארים לנו כשיעו הגויה והפוצה בהם הלכות, היא כשיעו שחית אז בהם הלכות. So in other words, now, on one hand, it's a travel office, passes like a mechanem, that they will go, and on the other hand, we passes that the time element for the achone is included in this period of shri. Now, so according to the Rabbi that Misharim Beim Ro'ov, so the question is, when we are Mishaya Beim Ro'ov, are we Mishaya Beim Ro'ov in terms of the time element of the Shchita itself, but not in terms of the time element of the Achone of the Beim, which we take, or we determine it also in terms of the time element of the achone of the behemah. Umistaber, it's very strange. Mishritas behemah lichudim misharim. Umakil on kula hay lishayei umishayei ba'agoye ba'agotzen behemah. Ubehochen nicheh ma'sheim nirviz machadim. So that makes it even better why the leaf cites this. Mishepir is bibor ha'agoye ba'agotzen dako mitako mitaso mitaso ve'if leif. Game play. So in other words, if then he says something else. He says, true Rabbi Yechanan says that behemoth will all. Now let's say it takes 2 minutes to shech the behemoth kasher, the act of shechita. It takes 3 minutes to prepare a behemoth kasher for shechita. So it's 2 minutes plus 3 minutes, so it's 5 minutes. Now, but he says behemoth all. So does it mean when Rabbi Yechanan says behemoth all, does it mean that we have to be Mishaya, Leof, the whole Shia of a Behemo? Now in the Behemo we have 2 minutes in the act of Shchita and 3 minutes in the act of Achone. So that means that according to Shmuel Behemo Leof, so the Shio Shia in Leof is also 5 minutes. Oh, when Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel say Behemo Leof, they only have reference to the act of Shchita, to the time element of the act of Shchita itself. So even though the time element of the act of Shchita in the north is 40 seconds, but the time element of the act of Shchita in the Beim HaKasso is 2 minutes, so the Shio Shie in the north is 2 minutes, but it's not 5 minutes. So this is how it's Machia. And then he says, so now we can understand as to why the Rim, now the Rim passes like Shmon Rabich. So he doesn't pass in Beim Eifli off. And still he cites Rabbi Yisibar of Chaminos Mimre, Kinshak Vieno, Vyarbitzeno, Vyishrei, Dako, Vidako, Vidaso, Vidaso. So why does he mention Dako, Vidako, Vidaso, Vidaso? So at first the Rosh said, the reason as why he mentions all Mimre is because Rabbi Yisibar of Chaminos' first half of the Mimre is expressive of this important principle that the achone, the time element of the achone is included in Shia. But in Echaname, he doesn't mean to emphasize the second half of his achone, because that's in conflict to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. Now he says, no, it will be that the Rif cited the whole member of Rabbi Yechanan, because the whole membrane is relevant. Not only the first half of Rabbi Yechanan's membrane, even the second half. Why? But how could The second half of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina is going to be relevant to us. We pass like Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, and Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan say, ah, feel a baby off. And here, the second half of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina's member says, Dako, Dako, Vigaso, Vigaso. So that means, V'Yifrei? The answer is, because Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, when Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, V'Yishagvieno, V'Yavitzeno, V'Yishrei. So the Dako, Dako, Vigaso, Vigaso has reference to the Achone. In other words, insofar as the achone, of Shvita is concerned, so that has to be determined in the gaso separately and the nitako separately. But insofar as the act of Shvita, as the time element for the act of Shvita is concerned, so it's a filibeko. So we have a very strange phenomenon. So Mimele the Rosh says. ומסתבר, תבשבית על דהים הולכות עם משארים, ולמכירים על כל ההי, לשייר, והגבוי והבוצע דהים הולכות. ובאוכל ניחה מה שהיא בדרבי יצא ברב חנינה, ולפי שפירס בדבור והגבוי והבוצע דקו לדקו וגסת נעשו ולפעים, ואף עוד אבדין הלוך הכנסי בשבית על דקו לדקו, in so far as the time element for the act of Shrita itself is concerned. But in regard, the time element of the Achone of Shrita, the Halloch is like him. That's why he has to say the member of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, והגבוי והבוצע דקו לדקו הלוך כניס. וכי מה שמע, מתיידים רב חנינה במקומה, כדי שיובי בהימה החרס, מה שמימה החרס, האיץ לזו, מדויקו, מה, שיובי בהימו ואיש. So now we're saying, it's a very strange phenomenon we have according to the Rosh. And we pass it like that. So it's like that. You see, we pass it like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. So the Mila, since we pass it like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, so we have to determine the she or she and off in terms of the time element of a baby. Let's say, so baby the north, baby the dako, baby the gaso, so we determine the she or she in terms of the time element of the act of shvita itself in the gaso. So in the dako, now let's say, as I mentioned the motion before, it takes the act of shvita in the north takes 40 seconds. The act of shvita in the dako takes a minute and a half. The act of shvita in the gaso takes 2 minutes. Now, the act of achone in the gaso takes 3 minutes. So, Memele, we pass in like Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan for the Engel of. So, in so far as the act of shvita itself is concerned, so in regard to Idako, we have to be mishayot in terms of the act of shvita of the gaso, which is 2 minutes, not a minute and a half. And even for one day off, so it's 2 minutes, not 40 seconds. But there is another time element, another essential ingredient, the time element of the Achonel Shrite. So the time element of the Achonel Shrite has to be determined in terms of the specific meaning. If it's in Gaso, so let's say, so the time element of the Achone of Gaso is 3 minutes, so it's 3 minutes, plus 2 minutes. If it's a dako, and let's say for the Achmosho, that the time element of the achone of a dako is 2 minutes, so it's 2 minutes plus 2 minutes. 2 minutes of the time element of the achone of the dako itself, and the 2 minutes of the time element of the act of Shechita Negasu. You see? And then we should say, in regato, we should say that it should consist of the time element of the act of Shvita in the Gaso, which is 2 minutes, plus the time element of the Achone of the North, which is a split second. I mean, what does it take? But it takes something. I mean, it's not a nullity. So in Mele, we would expect the Rosh to say that the Shi or Shie of the North is, let's say, is 2 minutes, that's the time element in the act of Shrita of Igaso, plus the time element in the Achonel Shrita, just taking a hold of the O. That takes, I don't know, maybe it takes 10 seconds. It all depends, I mean, upon the quickness of the Sheikhet. But no matter how quick the Sheikhet is, it certainly takes a number of seconds, let's say 10 seconds. 10 seconds. So the Shi or Shia should be, it should be 2 minutes plus 10 seconds, but the Rosh says no. in the data of. So the she or she is determined only in terms of the time element of the act of shechita, and not in terms of the act of achol. Why? Because since the time that is required for the achol of no is terrifying, it's a matter of seconds, it's not a question of minutes, it's a matter of seconds. So mainly it's not to be considered altogether. It's not to be considered altogether. But in Itako, so it's not a matter of seconds. So there, so the she or she in Itako would be, number one, 2 minutes, it consists, 2 minutes of the time element required for the act of Shrita in Itako, and let's say that another 2 minutes, the time element that is required for the act of achone nidak, for the act of achone nidak. So in other words, apparently we have two aloches of shia. One shia that relates to the act of shchite itself, And then another halacha of shia that relates to the achon. So insofar as the achon is concerned, so we have to determine it in terms of the specific min balchai. So gasol itaso, dakol itak. But insofar as the act of shchite itself is concerned, so then it is even behemoth. Now, why should there be such a difference? So apparently, I think that I mentioned that we learned it more. Apparently, now we can raise a question: what's the aloha of shia? Is the aloha of shia just a psul in shchite like chosel, bode, iko, hagome? So there is a psul of shia, or the psul of shia implies that there is no tzil, because if you have shia, so you have different acts of shchita. What does shia mean? You start to share, then you took a rest, then you shared again. So in other words, so the aloch of shia is, in other words, because in order that shchita should be matir and behime, so it has to be one act of shchita, not a series of acts of shchita. Shchita cannot be matir if it consists of 10 different mice shvites. It has to be one act of shvites. Now, so if there is no shvite, so then it's one mice shvite. But if there is shvite, in other words, he shafts, he starts cutting his money, then he takes a pause, and then he cuts again a little bit, then he takes a pause again, then he cuts again a little bit, and then again. So in other words, you don't have one mice shvite, you have a series of acts of mice shvite. So if, in other words, if the pause is a minimal, is of a minimal degree, so then there is a tilt between the initial act and the final act. But if there is a considerable shia, so then there is no tzil. So if there is no tzil, so it's not one maize shchite, it's 10 maize shchites. 10 maize shchite cannot be matter the name. Now, so if we, oh, that's one way of explaining it. Another way of explaining it is that it just a psul of shia like tosef lod and so on. Now, if we say that it's based upon lack of tzil, so then it's mitzvah that it should be determined in terms of the time element of that specific lachai. Why should, I mean, the tzil be determined in terms of another lachai? In other words, if I shechten off, and it takes to shechten off 40 seconds, but to shechten bull takes 2 minutes, so memele, so the shio of tzil should be the time that it takes to shech the bull. Why? I mean, all right, you can say it's a loch of mission, but see, now you don't ask any questions. But if it's a loch of tziluf, so it's more mistaber that it should be determined in terms of the shchite of this specific balchai, not another balchai. But if it's a loch of psul, like chlote, akome, iko, so in other words, a certain time, so in other words, that means a certain time passes the shtickle. A shia, pause of a certain time. So in other words, so then the behemoth kaso is the semen. Instead of the aloch lemeshi b'sinai telling us, let's say 3 minutes, so the aloch lemeshi b'sinai tells us the time that it takes a behemoth kaso b'shef. You see? So in the mele, when the Rosh says that in respect to the act of shechita itself, so it is determined in terms of a behemoth kaso. Even the nov is determined in terms of the behemoth kaso. So even if the shechita takes place in the where they act the time that is required is 40 seconds, but so it's not a shia until the time that takes Meshech the Kasa elapsed. Why? So that's the aloche of a certain psul of shia. But then there is another aloche. That whatever is necessary in the act of shchite, so mele, it does not is not counted as part of the time of the shchite. So mele, so actually the aloche is it's not the din of tzil. It's a aloche of a certain time element that passes. In other words, the time that it takes to shech the behemoth kaso. The time takes it back. But there is another aloche that whatever is necessary in carrying out the act of shechite, so it is also included. That extends the time of the sheep. So in other words, there are two alochas. There is a certain time element that constitutes the psul of shia. And then there is another aloche that whatever is necessary in carrying out the act of shchita, you just cannot shecht a behemoth just like that. So before you shecht a behemoth, you have to be mabit behemoth. You have to call the ear. I mean, you can't just shecht the simonim just like that. So maybe there is another aloche that whatever is necessary in carrying out the act of shchita extends the time of the shechita, the period of shechita. So that's why we have that combination. On one hand, we have a period of shechita, period that is determined in terms of igaso, even in regard to an ob. Why? Because it's aloche mishmesina. Shechita is a psul. It's not a question. It's not a question of tzil. And I think that is really the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, that he says, so according to him, the aloha of shir is a din of tzil. So mele, in order to be tzil, so it has to be determined in terms of the time element that is involved in the act of shchita of this particular balchai. But according to Shmuel, I mean that's right, but according to Shmuel, I feel way more. So she does not imply that there is no tzil. It is psul. So that is a special aloche, that if there is a pause in the act of shchita, so he passes the shchita. And what pause? So the pause consists of the time that it takes to shecht a gaso. But there is another aloche, that whatever is necessary in carrying out the act of shchita, so he extends the time of the shchita. So mele, whatever is necessary extends the time of the shchita. So mele, that is to be determined. Behemo, gaso, gaso, and dako. So we should say. So mele by off too. So let's say if the time now, so the time element that is necessary to shecht the gaso is 2 minutes, and the time element that is necessary to qualify the oath for shchita is 10 seconds. So the shio shia should be 2 minutes plus 10 seconds. But the Hajj doesn't say that the she or she in and off is 2 minutes plus 10 seconds. But just 2 minutes, not plus 10 seconds. So the reason is because we have two halachas. We have a certain halacha of she, a certain time element of she. And that's the time element that is necessary to shech the tassel. And then we have another halacha that extends the period of she. What extends the period of she? Whatever is indispensable for carrying out the act of shechita. You can check the behemoth without being mad at the behemoth. Without being mad at the behemoth. So in other words, you see, from this gemara, it's a raya that hoisting is not a requirement. Because if hoisting would be a requirement, and the aloha of shia consists of two alohas. One aloha of a certain shia, and then whatever time is necessary to carry out is indispensable within, in order to carry out the act of shlite, extends the period of the shia. So maybe if hoisting can be necessary, we don't need an arias that it's that it's not necessary. So even the time that is required for hoisting should extend. But what is necessary for them to carry out the act of shlite? Just the abot sabeimo. The abot sabeimo. And if the sheikhet is a strong sheikhet that he can take care of the bull, so in other words, so only the time that is required in putting down the behemo. So that is indispensable for carrying out the act of shlite. So that alone extends the period of shia. So the Rosh says, regarding dako, where there is a substantial time, I mean, it's something that you can determine with your senses. So the mele that also extends. Mashaiki Ligabov, true, there is a certain time, a few seconds, but this is not something that's clarifying. It's not something that could be determined accurately. How many seconds does it take to get a hold of the neck of the orb? So mele, it does not even extend the period of shame. So Ligabov, the horse says, Ligabov, all that we are interested in is that we should that we look at you. All that we are interested in is that we should determine the she or she in terms of the act of shkita negasa. That's all, nothing else. Because why don't we include the clarifying? The answer is, since it's only clarifying, so that doesn't extend when the time that is necessary. That is involved in the achone, is a considerable interval, something that can be determined by the senses, so then it extends the period of shia. But when it is clarifying, it doesn't even extend it. So all that is relevant is the time element of the act of shchita negasa. Now, let's see now. Now, then the Rambam, what is the Rambam? The Rambam. שיהיה קטר, הרי שישכה מישראל לגבי הלודי קדם שאים רשחיתה בשור בין בשי בין מזיד לבינס וכל הרוע אחר וגומר את השחיתה ימשור כדי שיגבי לסבי פה וירביצנו וישכה שחיתו סיפסו וימשור פוחס מרדיזה שחיתו סיפסו that הויסו בימו דקו שיהיו שיוסו כדי שיגבי הבימו דקו וירביצנו וישכה ואימו יסו גסו כדי שיגבי אנו וירביצנו וישכה ובאי כדי שירביע בהימותקו וירביצנו בישרת. ירביצנו בישרת. So the according to Rambam, so בהימוגסו also is determined in terms of בהימוגסו. And בהימותקו is determined in terms of Dako plus the time element that is involved in the achones of the Shkriyah. Now, so the Mechavya, now the Mechavya, so we say the first portion is like Rambam. Shia Keitzad Arishi Yistish, Vipriya Yodeke Mishim Yashkite, Visho, Vimchi. Why does the Rambam pass that way? The sound is very strange. Because on one hand, the Rambam agrees with the Rak, since there is a Machlokes between Rav on one hand, and Shmuel Rabbi Yechon on the other hand, so he says, so he passes. Now, Rav says that the behemo to behemo, now, Rav says, Kishkita the behemo to behemo, very flavor, who Shmuel Omar, Akhu behemo. Now, and then, that's between Rav and Shmuel. And then Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chanina says, Kishagbeno v'yabuseno v'yishrei dako v'dako v'gaso v'gaso. He doesn't say v'yei flame. So the Rosh says, kol shkinei flame. It's a pshites. But the Rambam was mitayik, since Rabbi Yisrael Chanina just mentions dako v'dako v'gaso v'gaso. He doesn't say v'yei flame. So apparently, it means not a flame. So in other words, that means Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds dakole dakole gaso gaso and dakole. But the answer is because we have before machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says he shechitas behemo lebehemo veifrei uShmuel omar afilu behemo lein. He doesn't say Shmuel omar afilu behemo gaso lein. He says afilu behemo lein. So Rambam assumes that when Shmuel said after the Behemoth, he means after the Behemoth Dakole. So Behemoth Gaso with Gaso, Behemoth Dakole Dako, after the Behemoth Dakole. So that word, so that in the Bishop of Chanukah is in full harmony with Shmuel. With Shmuel. So that's the Shittas Rambam. And the first portion of Mechaber is like the Rambam. So, Harish is Kulishre will be a Yodhik and Mishnah Rashi, tell me sure. Ben Mishay, Ben Lazy, Ben Lazy, Ben Lazy, who go with Akka become a Rashi. In short, in Shabia, Ben Lazy, 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 So the second portion is based upon Shittas Rashi. Creation, the Shiur Shia say, to the Shritas of Simon Echotei, the Riyad Boy, the Abbot. The Riyad Boy of Abbot. Why? Because how does the Rosh explain Shittas Rashi? That, in other words, now, according to Rashi, so the right here says, Emeris Lahatil Ikebnai. Emeris Lahatil Ikebnai. So that means there is a machlekes, so the Rosh says, that according to Rashi's here say, there is a machlekes between Rav Chanina on one end and Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yechon on the other. So Rav Chanina says that the time element that is involved in the Achones is included in the Shie, and Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yechon holds only the time element that is involved in the Act of Shchita is included in the Shie, but not the time element that is involved in the Achones of Shchita. So the Aloche is not like Rav Chanina. The Aloche is like all the other Amoroi, who are Chile, Shmuel Rabbi. So we pass in Chumre. So we say, we see or she say, to be shchitas, reis in the echo day, we will have boy and our boat. Who feed the brayem, yesh li zoyer, ki she is to be shchit. So not going to. Now, so the Mechaber in the second version is based on Ashkes Rashi. But he mentions that, the she or she say, he mentions the she or she say. Does it mean only she or she say? Or the same thing would apply, the same thing would apply regarding the behemoth also. So they are two pshat in the Biurah. Because we can explain the second Rosh in the Mechaber in two ways. We can say that the second Rosh is based upon Shittas Rashi. And what is Shittas Rashi? Shittas Rashi means that the Aloche is like Rav. That the Aloche is like Rav, behemo, that's one form. And then also Rashi Shite is that يمارس the right kills is يمارس لحد يمكن ينعلم. So there is a machleket between Rav Hanina and Ra Amon and Ra Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon and the other. It's whether the time element of the Achone is included. So we pass to the time element of the Achone is not included. Is not included. So maybe what is the Shioshia? The Shioshia is the time element that is involved in the Shchite of the particular Minbal Chai. So in the Behemoth, what would it be? According to Rashi's Pesach Halacha. Behemoth, in other words, the time that is necessary, let's say Shechti Kasu. So according to Rashi's Pesach. So the time element that is necessary, that is involved in Shechti Kasu, that's 2 minutes we say. Kasu. 2 minutes, that's all? Not plus 3 minutes. Because only Rav Hanina requires the plus 3 minutes. Not the other Rabbi. And then in the Dako, so we pass like Rab. So that means Behemo Gasol, Behemo Gasol, Behemo Dako, Behemo Gasol, Behemo Dako. So what's the time element for the extra 3 days? A minute and a half, we say. So a minute and a half, not a minute and a half plus 2 minutes. The time that is necessary for the Akone of the Dako, no. So it should be, so in other words, so according to Rashi, it's 2 minutes for the Dako. It's a minute and a half for the Dako. For Hidako, and it's 40 minutes, and it's 40 minutes for Renov. That's the Pshrite. So one pshat in the Beir Agol is that the second Rosh Hashanah Chaver is just Shittus Rashi. So then you ask, why does he say, Yei Sheinu Yishi Yoshi As Or, Ki Nishkita Sofzi Yachol Beir Beir Agol Beir Agol, what's that thing saying? Yei Sheinu Yishi Yoshi As Ki Nishkita, Ki Nishkita, Why did he say he should say that's Rashi Shita. The she or shea kidei shchitas kidei shchito. Why does he emphasize of it? So one washing in the Bir Agol in the Tina Chanake. The mechaber doesn't in the second washing he doesn't emphasize of it. It's a general principle, but the Tina Chanake Gabi Behemo too, but Gabi Behemo. It will, she or she will be the time that is necessary to share to Simon. Now, how much? So what's the time element in sharing to Simon? Let's say the Beir Dako, in the bed. But in the war, all that is necessary to the matter of the war is one Simon. One Simon. So in order, how long does it take to share the war of one Simon or the second? So that's why he says, since the Mechaba mentioned, so he mentioned the off because and by the Himon to be Kiddush Shchitas Reiv Shnei Simon. But the Rambam he did the same thing. Kiddush she or she aso Kiddush Shchitas Reiv Simon Echod Yom Yachol Avote and she or she as the Himon Kiddush Shchitas Reiv Shnei Simon Yom Yachol Avote. That's what he means. That's one shot. The second pshat that we want to call is that in the Mechaber, so according to this pshat of the Bir Agol in the second portion does not emphasize anything in particular regarding it. We got it off, so it's very similar. We got the aim off, it's off today, Shchitas off the Simon, but it's high now. No, the second portion in the Bir Agol, the second pshat of the Bir Agol is that the relation is not expressed in the first chapter of the Bir Agol, so the second portion of the Chabon, Mamish passes like Rashi. But the second chapter, according to the second chapter of the Bir Agol, so the second portion of the Chabon doesn't pass like Rashi. He passes like the Rosh. In the Shittus Ari, what does the Rosh say in the Shittus Ari? The horse says the sheep Navi. So he says, first of all, now the big past is like Shmuel Navi, that Kidei Shchitas, Deimo, Leo, and not Kidei Shchitas, Dako Leo. That's the Rambam Shite, but that's not the big Shite. The big past is like Shmuel Navi, and Avi Leo. So what do you mean Avi Leo? Kidei Shchitas, Deimo, Dako Leo. But the Rosh mentions in Tridesh that when we say Kiddush Shchitas Beimu Le'o, so that's only in regard to the act of Shchita itself, so it's Kiddush Shchitas Beimu Le'o. But in regard to the Acholes, So it's gasoline. That's the reason why it is. Okay, you can emphasize this. Gasoline, daco. In respect, so that's only in respect to the honey, but in respect to the shkite, the act of shkite itself, it's not gasoline, daco. So it's behemoth often. Certainly behemoth gasoline. So and by all, there is no element of a honey. Why not? Because see, this is Karabayan, it cannot be determined that you are eating your senses. So maybe it's not considered a honey. So according to the Rosh, Pshat in the lead, so by the Mogaso, the Shioshia consists of the time element of the act of Shkit of Ibaso, plus the time element of the Achonomen. By the Dako, according to the Rosh, Pshat in the lead, so the Shioshia consists of the time element that is involved in the act of Shkit of Ibaso, plus the time element that is involved in the Achonomen of Ibaso. And the Rosh Pshat Yomi consists of the kind element that is involved in the act of Shkita Bikasa. That's all. No clause. So anyway, the second Pshat Yomi says the relation in the Mechaber is not expressive of Shkita Sashe, but it's expressive of the Shkita Sashe in accordance with the Pshat of the Rosh Yomi. So the Maimon says that's why he emphasizes Jaws, Ribs, and Akado, but we are going by what's it. But how would it be in regard to the Hemo according to the Shemri, according to the second Pshat of the Piragro in the Mechaber, then it would be Shioshia, the Hemo Gaso would be Kidei, Shritas, Ribs, the Simon in the Gaso, plus, Havotas Dako, and then, Yisalim. So, Shioshias, Beimogaso, would be the Shkitas, Rosh, the Simonim, the Gaso, plus Abbotas Gaso. And Shioshias, Dako, would be the Shkitas, Rosh, the Simonim, the Gaso, plus Abbotas Gaso. Not Abbotas Gaso. But beyond, it's the Shkitas, which is the other one. So, in other words, according to one chapter of the Bible, the Asian in the Chabad is expressive of Shkitas Rashi. And according to the second chapter of the Yirakor, the Yishayim in the Mechaber is expressive of the Shite Sarim, Alvide, the Pshat of the Rosh.
The Yirakor is especially mentioned in the Mechaber. Now, so some of you are according to the chapter of the Yirakor, that the second Rosh to the Mechaber is limited only, it applies only to all, that's based upon the Shita Zorosh. So then, you should say, in the Shemri, the Shi or Shia Zorosh, to the Shritas, then Shnei Simoni, the Behemi, the Liyad Boilah, he says, to the Shritas, Reb Shnei Ahotah. That was a very good question, but I forgot to discuss something. I mean, that the Rosh, that the Birachor is you, that the Rosh really mentions Shite. One Shite is the Rosh Pshat in the Rib. And then another Shite, that the Rosh owns it. Now we'll soon see, I mean, in the text of the Rosh, whether we see the Shite. But I just want to point out, whether I see, I mean, that the Birachor is the church. Now, as a matter of fact, one of the Talmidim of the Gro, that's the one who put it in polemics. So he knows the knowledge of the question, that they are two separate, removing the Talmidim shaped in the Birachor. Now, if you look in the Birachor, in the CS Bible, eight days. So that's the Shita Saram. So, when this is a Hamine, we know she'd be on the crash and call it Shita Saram. That would be never so happy with the fact. In the Russian room, the word is with Abu Yosef Sasha, the Yitzi, the Shmuel, the Yitzor had point of our boat. So that's something that they took your soul. The Yitzi, glory back, whatever. Behold, you knock at him. So he said, creation, you didn't believe I'm going back. I said, now, forget for a moment the parentheses. Let's sit home. Let's not be going to Washington. So he says, we gave us a bias course up, she is not just the Rashi Mishnei. The Chayim Kosa Balamoy. So in other words, how does he explain the Yishenri? The Yishenri, according to this Bir Agro, is expressive of the Shittas Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that inasmuch as the Beisi Bar Chanine So this Chanina says, "Kiri shiangieno v'yavitzeno v'yishchei, dako v'dako v'daso v'daso." So even though the general rule is Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan halachic Rabbi Yechanan, but here Rabbi Yisrael Chanina joins Rab. So mainly we pass klichum. We pass klichum. Whether we pass klichum then because since Rab and Rabbi Yisrael Chanina are here, Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, so mainly the halachic like. Like Rabban Rabbi Yochanan, oh, because we get a nice lechum, whatever it is. But we pass in like Rab, lechum, like Rab. Why? Because Rabbi Yisrael Yochanan joins Rab against Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Dako mi dako, vigaso, vigaso. So he says, so we may like that. So when according to Rab, he's beimo, beimo, beimo. And then Rashi's shita is, Rashi's girsi is, he made his lahatel ikim naye. So on that point, again, there is a machlekes as to whether the time element that is involved in the achones for shkita, a koya avotze, is to be included in shir shir or not. And according to Rav, so it's not to be included. So mimele, in Paschim, it's like Rav in that too. Like Rav, I mean, on that point, so Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan agree. So they all agree. It's only Rabbi Yisi, he is chedek. So on one hand, the pasuk like Rav in regard to the question of Beim or Beiflo, because Rabbi Yisi Rabchanine agrees with Rav. On the other hand, he doesn't pasuk like Rabbi Yisi Rabchanine, because the other Mandoma is a chedek Rabbi Yisi Rabchanine, and he merits lahatel kibnai, and they hold that only the time element that is involved in the act of shchita itself is to be included in the shioshi. So the Goyim says here that there is a bias kosa. So we pass in the chumre like Rashi, and Rashi passes in the chumre like Rav. That le'op, and he passes in the chumre like Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. That only the time element of the act of shchit itself, not of the achronis. So according to that view in the Yishenri, so the Yishenri applies not only to, but it applies to behemoths. But why did he say off? Because in connection with off, so she or she is kinishchitas of simanechon, and in connection with behemoth, the she or she would be kinishchitas of shnei simanim the behemoth. That's one shot in the Birakon. In respect to Yishin. Then, if you see the Oz Dalet, now so you see in parentheses, there's a Talmud before. The Hodi Nokatei, I mean, not in his base, the Hodi Nokatei, we should be present the Chulek and Yishin Rin Vitalo. Kamishim Shmoslima, or Hebrew, Abu Dhuri, could you come on, Miporesh Kipash to Sashakanoe, to my Poly Klawa Yishin Rin Elope. That's the second chapter. Now let's see the week. So this is the lashon of the Talmud of the Gor. But let's see the lashon of the Gor. The name is Dalet. The Yishem Rib. The she or she has said the Shlif of Shnechavim. The Svirlei Rabbi Yisrael Chanine Svirlei Kerab. Kivu the Svirlei Dako Le Dako. Kol Shnei Pli. Vayim Baloch Adelik. So Svirlei Yishem Svirlei. The Rabbi Yisrael Chanine Elay Rabbi Yisrael. The Svirlei Rabbi Yisrael. The Yishem Rib. The she or Push Des Rashi. שפוסק כרב כדי איפרי בקוי רבי ישראל חנין לקבוס כמו דקו לדק אם כנעדין איפרי הוא סביר לי גם כן בלי הגבוה והבוץ ואהבתי בהמדעת לדק so we don't include the time element of that boy labotzi. Uchidir say Omar of Pope, there is Lahatu Kidanai, Rashis Gess, Uposa Kishmuel Rabbi Echenem, Giloi, Shabbis Vichamim, Vira, Vichaikos of Ismail, Umodaha, Vimshadim of Baal Bagboy Labotza to a baby, Abol Horosh, Kosa, to a Yasidan Hagios, the Gores Ikibanai, not Iki, the Yasidan Hagios and the Gores Ikibanai, but the minister, the minister Lahatu, not be meres lahati like benai. He's not there as a benai. The whole alma made the rabbis of Hanine. The time element that is in, that is involved in the achone is to be in the Ewa Shekosab. In the rabbis of Hanine and the Goma, they say, Shema mino, the way to the boy and boy about what? It's so, but Ewa Shekosab, the rabbis of Hanine and the Goma, they say, שמה מנו, ואיך ובוי אבוי אבא בוצה, וזהו מה שכוס אף ביישן. Now, so the Talmud of the Bro, when he said, אבל בריתו דלקמו מפורש כפשת ששכנוך, בלי פוליט, כלל הישן ומלו באוב, so he had reference to this expression, אבל שכוס אף, ורבי יסי ורב חנינה, ולקום אבוי אבוי, שמה מנו, ואיך ובוי אבוי אבא בוצה, וזהו מה שכוס אף ביישן. But why does he say the Talmud of the Bro, that according to this pshat of the beer are going to liquid. So we probably call our Yishem in all of the but, and in respect to Behemo, so the first motion of the Mechaber is effective. Why? But the Gros says here, El Shekosa, the Rabbis Mechanim will come up eight day, Shmamino the day, we boy are boy about what's it? So much was we shame. Then let's see what the boy says. I will das rashi shon paskin. I will be behemel with me. I will be with me. Can you hear me? Be a rosh tira is tira of me. She posek rabbi chane. I will be him. I will das away. He goes to das away dako. I will dak boy about what's in the shavimon. Das away das away dako away dako. Uwe the boy have boy about what's it wrong. Why you das away boy kipach. Dayo tira di kubi di nachte. Aber Rambam before the Bavik, the Rambam was Rodesh. Now, so what does the boy say here? Now, so the pshat is, as I said yesterday, except that I forgot to mention that according to the Gros, so the Rosh mentions two separate sheets. One sheet is the Rosh pshat in the Rit, which is contrary to the pshat of Adar Rishen in the Rit, because Adar Rishen saying that the Rit sheet is Mamish like Shibes Kappa, what is the Rambam? That the gasos and the shioshis, kidishi and via via yarbis, behimo gaso, vishkitano, and the taco, so it's kidishi ishkit, kidishi yarbis, vishkit, behimo taco, and the off also kidishi yarbis, vishkit, behimo taco. Behimo taco. So there are some shaming, let's say the Ram, for example, he says that the vishkit is also like the Ram, but the Rosh has an altogether different shit in the Ram. Not like the sheet of the other sheet here. But, according to the Gro here in the Likud, so the Rosh really has two sheets. One sheet is the shot of the Rosh in the Ri, but the Rosh himself has a different sheet. And the Rosh himself agrees with Rashi that Aloha is like Rav, except that Rashi has the Pir say, in Medes Lahatu to the Naye, so that means there is a Machlekes, between the principle of Hanina and Bonen, who says that the time element that is involved in Achones is to be included in the Shioshie, whereas Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonen all say that only the time element that is involved in the act of Shkite itself is to be included in the Shioshie, but not the time element that is involved in the Achon. So on that one point, the Rosh is a great descent from Rashi. But except for this, the Rosh own sheet is like Rashi. Now you see, because the Ri paskins like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonen, but Rashi paskins like Rav. So apparently the Bro assumed that the Rosh is made as Shivas Rashi. But in Chilikal Rashi, where is Rashi has the deal say? We can deny it, some of the way we paskin that the time element for the Achone is not even to be included. So the Rosh is Geiris, even is Lahatil. So there is no Machlekes, so the main way of the Paschal, that the time element is to be there. But the horse was mechadish one thing, which is who Ali did himself, and he said that Ali the victim. And you'll see, I mean, that it really is very, it's implicit in the Lashon of the Rosh, not that it's muchach. But if the Goyen explained it that way, so it's all right, there's nothing wrong with it. You see, the Rosh is mechadish. First, the Rosh was chelik on Rashi, in the Gala. He didn't say anything against Rashi's tzad. But he only said one thing against Rashi's tzad, because Rashi's DLC, he rejects Rashi's tzad. So he said, there is no machlokes on the question of Hakoyev Avoy. Everyone, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, they don't discuss that. The Mizmur, Rabbi Chanan, they discuss that. But no one is chelik on it. So the Mele, it's Laloch. Mele, it's Laloch. Then he said that even Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, who say, Behemol, I mean, they would say Behemol Yehov, even Shmuel, who says Behemol Yehov. So it's only in regard to the act of Shechita, the entire element of the act of Shechita, in Behemol. But in respect to the entire element of the Achode, so it's Daso with Daso, and Dako with Dako, and Dako with Dako. And then he says, that's one thing. And then he says another thing, that by another Chesh, the Rosh says, that when Gabi off, there is no Italian element of Achones. So since the Achones for an off is terrifying, so the OPD, it's not considered altogether. So these are the two Chidushim of the Rosh. But then, and he says that in the Rift too. But whereas the Rift passes like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, so the Rosh doesn't seem to disagree with Rashi. The only on that question, whether the Aloha is like Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan or like that. So the Rosh discusses Rashi and he doesn't say anything against it. But he only is massive can Rashi in regard to the point of the Medes Lahatel to deny. So he says, no, it's a wrong verse. It's a Medes Lahatel. But except for that, he agrees with Rashi. So that means that the Rosh, in effect, agreed with Rashi that the Aloha is like that. The Aloha is like that. But Rashi says that there is a machleike, some roim, as whether the time element for the achon is to be included or not. He said there is no machleike. Everybody agrees that it is to be included. To be included. And then the Rosh makes his chidesh that even Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, who say behim lov, that's only in regard to the act of shkit itself, behim lov, but in regard to the achones. So it's gaso li gaso and dako li dako. Even according to Rabbi Yechanan. Now that is not important, it's not relevant according to the Rosh, because the Rosh passes like Rashi, the Aloch is like Rav. So mainly it's not important whether Shmuel's din of the Himalayov applies to the Achones as well. That is only important according if we pass like Shmuel. So it's important, but if we pass like Rav, so really it's not important. But that's the Rosh thing. And then the Rosh is another Chidesh, that there is no Achone. Now, so how did the Rosh pass? And that point, he agrees, disagrees with Rashi. That there are two time elements in the Shioshi. One is the Shioshi of the Him. So one is the time element of the Act of Shkita, and the other one, the other time element, the time element of the Achone. That Goya Abotze. So then he has a Chidesh that he knows there is only one time element. Time element of the act of Shkita. The act of Shkita. So that the Rosh agrees, some melee. That what the Goy is saying, we'll soon see in the Rosh of the Rosh. What the Goy is saying in the second shot. So the first shot of the Rosh, of the Bira Goy, the Yeshem Rimiz, that the Yeshem Rimiz mamish expressive of Shittas Rash. Of Shittas Rash in everything. Of Shittas Rash in everything. That in regard to the question of Hankoye Va'abotze, whether it is to be included or it is, or it is not to be included. So according to the first Loshin in the Birakmo, the Yeshemri is expressive of Shittas Rashi. And what is Shittas Rashi? That there is a machlekes and the question is whether time element for the Achone is to be included. And we pass, not like a Bismarck, that the time element of the Achone is not to be included. So what is to be considered? Only time known as the act of Shikike, and we pass for like half, behemo, of no? So the mele, the yin shein in the shio shia sov, the shita se tzimecha beom, and shia shias daso, ki the shkitas, rov shnei simonim in bigaso, and shio shias dako, ki the shkitas, rov shnei simonim bidako. That's then in the second chapter is that the yin shein rin is expressive of the shita sa rosh. Now the shita sa rosh itself is like Rashi in regard to the question whether the aloha is like Rav or the aloha is like Shmuel. So the Rosh doesn't seem to disagree with Rashi. The aloha is so the Rosh owns it, not the Rosh shat in the Rim. So the Rosh owns it is that the aloha is like Rav. But the Rosh says that the time element for the Achone is to be included. But the Rosh mentions a Chidesh, and that Chidesh he mentions Bein Alim in Dachshe, Bein Alim in the Rim. That when is there a time element of Achone's behavior? Because it takes a considerable time. Mashenkin, Gavov, where it's clarifying. So we don't consider the time element of Achone's enough ultimate. We don't consider it. That he says also, Bein Alib and Afshe and Bein Alib David. But where is David? There is one difference between David and the Rosh. David, according to the Rosh, pastors like Shmuel. And the Rosh is like Rashi, he passes like Rav. So the melee, the second, according to the second view, in the view Agro, the Yeshemen is expressive of Shikas Rosh. Now Shikas Rosh is the Rosh Oshi is like Rashi, the Daloch is like Rav, but not like Rashi in respect to Agboye and Avotze. But the Rosh says, enough, there is no Agboye. There is no Agboye Nabot. So he says, the Yeshemri, the Shios, Shias of, ki the Shritas of Simen Echod Bein. Now, so why did he say, why doesn't he say, ki the Shritas, Rov Shnei Simonim Bidei Mokaso? The answer is, the Yeshemri is not expressive of the Rif Shite Alibe, according to the Rosh Pshat, but it's expressive of the Rosh own Shita, which is like Rashi and not like Rashi. So Mele says, the Shio Shia So, Kide Shchitas, Reif Simen Echot, Biov, Piliyak Voyev Arbot. Because why? Because the Rosh Paskens like Rav. But Rav himself has to recognize two time elements. But where are the two time elements in respect to Gaso and Pemagato and Madako? But in respect of, there is only one time element. So, what would, according to the Yeshemri, what would be the Shio Shio in a Behemo? In a Behemo Gaso? So the Shio Shio in a Behemo Gaso would be that today had Boas Behabotas Behemo Gaso plus Shritas Shnei Reif Simonim. Rov Shnei Simonim of a Behemo Gaso. What would be, according to Yeshemri, which is the Shittas Rosh, the Rosh own Shittas? So what would it be the connection with Behemo Dako? So it would be the Shio. So according to Yeshemri, according to the second Pshat in the Birato, so Shio Shias Behemo Dako would be Kidei Hargotas Behemo Dako plus Shritas Reif Shnei Simonim of a Dako. And Gaviov, so since by all the Rosh is Mechad Mechidesh, there is only one time element, and the Paschus like Rav, so the Shio Shie is just Shritas Rov Simen Echot. So according to that Yeshemri, what would be the Shio Shie in connection with Behemo Gaso and Behemo Dako? The same Shio as according to the first Rosh. What's according to the first Rosh? The first Rosh is the Shittas Rambam. But the Rambam Shita is the Gaviov also today have got us Dako Ushkitos. But the Yeshemri not. So the Yeshemri only says the Gaviov. But insofar as Gaso and Dako is concerned, so everything is the same as in the first Rosh, which happens to be the Shita Rambam. This is what the Bor says. And this is what the Talmud of the Bor says. Abu Dhabi, come on. And here you see, I mean, that this is the Pshat, he knows Dalit. So he says, אבל הראש כוסף לגורס היי, גירס לגורס גרנאי. וכולם ממי דור אביס בחנימה. אלא שכוסף אביס בחנימה מקום אבי פלאי, שממנו די פלבוי הגוי והבוצה. וזהו מה שכוסף אביס שאימרי. אנחנו רואים שאביס שאימרי, הם בדי זה שירס הראש. אבל אין דעס רשא, why so? But the Rosh is also like Rashi. The Rosh is like Rashi in respect one point that we pass like Rav. But in connection with Rav Yisrael Chanis Alokhe or Bakoy Barbotze, he's not like Rashi. Abu das Rashi is your poskim. Abu Bein Levin. The Rosh Pirish Dibreri. Now that, so before he said the Rosh own Shite. Here now he explains the Rosh Shite in the Rosh. The Rosh Pirish Dibreri, she posik Rav Yechren. So he emphasized she posik Rav Yechren. Because the Rosh own Shite is basic Rav, not Rav Yechren. זה מתרבי איך אנחנו באים עושים אף גסו אלה כל שכי גסו אלה דקו אבל דקוי ועבוד זה משארים על גסו אלה גסו ודקו אלה דקו ובאים ולוי ועבוד ועבוד זה כבר Now, let's see the text in the Rosh Hashanah And the last line on minimum phase, the second hour ובוסק חשי הלוך יקרה משום בקוזוב הרספרד בפתק פוסק אשר לא נקרא, זה לא ספרן. בשביל בסוף הרב יצים רב חנין יקבוס, הוא יאמר דקו לדק, הוא מבין לשבמים על דעדים איפה, ויאפשר לפוסק רב יצים רב חנין, אלו מה שנחל כל רב רב יחנן, ויחיל הוא בנאי, אלו מה שנשמו רב רב יחנן, ישמואל, ובין ישיר להקוי והפוצה הלוכי כבייצו, ולא יקרא מזלחן. או, דצה קורא מתו רשת פס, אבו נפיל את סמירס, שהוא ניקר בגלל סינו במרב פופ, ואם בנסלה הפיל, נראה דרב רבי יחנו שמול דיב כלום, משיעה בואי והבוצה. ובואו לפורש, אלו שחיתים מסניסים, אם משאבים המשחית בין לאור, ונראים הבאים ובאים ובפור, אבל כדי שחית, ובואו לפור, אבל כדי שחית, ובואו לפורש, אם בין מה שיש שחית לבדו, או שמה הכל והבוצה, אבל חודש. ומה של הפיר שהי, בואו רב חמין, הוא פירש, במסניסים כהן, ולא ילדים רב רבי יחנו, ונשמע מיר החלק על רב חמין. So that's the only point on which he disagrees with Rashi. But except for that point, he agrees with Rashi. This is how the Kohen is doing. And Rashi's question is like that. Otherwise, he doesn't say anything. He mentions Rashi passes like that. He doesn't say anything. For that you'll see, V'chei ma'ashma mitirdim rabautis, sh'arei v'kol dim rabi rabi yechelem, u'shmuel u'posek ha'loch yechad yechelem u'shmuel. So now he only mentions that rabautis doesn't pass like that. But the Rosh himself, he agrees with Rashi, that Aloch is like Rav, except he is Masik and Rashi and Mokho, the Gabi Akoy Ramos. That is to be included. Behele di Dibra Bismar Khalilet, ki she evdeme di Akutele di Shem Akoy Ramos Rashi Nas, u me'acha she posa Aloch is Rabi Yichre, u Shmuel, da apilu behele lo, kol shpim shanim am Mishnes Kasu Lidat, el lehi Dibra Bismar Khalilet, that was the lead. אלו פסק הלוכה דאגוי ועבוצה ולהשמיעינו ועל זה הוא ילך לוקרב ושפוי ברבי ומה שראים את המחנה שגם הוא צלשי העבוצה ובאורך אבי מחפה כי הלוכה תרבי זמחנים בכלבו ומי שרבי זמחנים כאילו שראית שיר אלבוי בוצה יספר זה בעל כי יש לי דאג די ואו יתקיר אז או ומה נעניון תפסה את זה שבי נרס לראש ואו יתקיר יש לי דאג די מאחר שפוסק הבלפס הלוכה תרבי יחנן ויום הבאים לאוף ופוסק נאמה הלוכה דמושיה. So again, he emphasized, מי אחר שפוסק עבור פס הלוכה תרבי יחנן. In other words, and the Goyen understood that is only the ריב שיטה, but the Rosh himself doesn't say it. ואחר שפוסק עבור פס הלוכה תרבי יחנן, דובר באים לו, ופוסק נאמה הלוכה. Because if the Rosh had agreed with רבאו פס, then הלוכה תרבי יחנן, why does he emphasize so much? מי אחר שפוסק עבור פס? Let him say himself, מי אחר שהלוכה תרבי יחנן. So, why do you say Machash Pasek Rav Alfes? The answer is because the Rosh agrees with Rashi that Aloch is like Rav. Pasek Rav Aloch is like Rav. Because the Rosh agrees with Rashi that Aloch is like Rav. כשי הכוי והבוצה דעים על רוב, או כשי השחית הזדעים על חולה. הוא מסתבר אם השחית הזדעים על חולה משחית. ומקלים על כל ההי, ושי הכוי והבוצה דעים על רוב. So that he says, בין הלב לנפשי, בין הלב לנפשי. But you see, but so that's in connection with Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan. So when Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan say the Himmel of, it's only in connection with the act of Shchita itself, but not in connection with Achon Yisrael. And Yoach and Yichai, Mashehi, why the Rim was cited, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, which we should finish before, had Boye Bar, God said, Dako, Dako, Vigaso, 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 Vigaso. One second, here, So we have to make the correction. The path. Dako mi kaso mi kaso. Vidako mi dako. Dako mi dako mi kaso mi kaso. Vrikosa beifle. Vrikosa beifle. The avogad. Then our Chassidim, you see that the Goyim mentioned that portion, the way it's corrected by the Bach. The Rikosa Veitri, the Avogad in Aloche, Kimeisei, Vishitas Dako Vidako, in Aloche Kimeisei, Vishitas Dako Vidako. So he says that, I'll even read, in Aloche Kimeisei, Vishitas Dako Vidako. He says, Aloche Lichem Masheidi, who is Eidi? The Veitri is Eidi. So when he says, the Avogad, in Aloha Kimeisei, he doesn't mean Alibi Dinafshei in Aloha Kimeisei like Chavetzka. In discussing the Ri, so it's in Aloha Kimeisei like Chavetzka. But I've got Aloha Kimeisei with Asbel Dako. So in other words, so we see from the Rosh that Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Chanini himself agrees with Rab. That Dako with Dako, not the Eimu Atru Beim Lo. So, but Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Chanini agrees with Rab. In, even in connection with the act of Shchita itself, he agrees with Rav. But the Rif holds that the Halacha is not like the Mitzvah Chanina. The Rif holds the Halacha. But the Rosh himself, he holds that it's completely like the Halacha, like the Mitzvah Chanina. Bein in regard to the Achone, and bein in regard to the act of Shchita itself. V'al Rav in Halacha Kineisei, according to the Rif, Mishra Dako Lidako, the implication being that the Mitzvah Chanina himself agrees with Rav in regard to everything. The Akboye Val Botze, the Akboye Dako Alach Kamei. The Chai Mashu Vatir Chamei. Koma, Shiyobi Dima Acheres, Mashu Vatir Dima Acheres Kayeitze. In the Koma, Shiyobi Dehimo Vishchei. So in other words, so what does he say? Chai Mashu Vatir Dima Chamei, that we have to Mishaya here. This type of Dehimo. ואם האחרת קייצה בזו, גסו וגסו, דקו ודקו, איפה, but by גסו and by דקו we have two time elements, by איפה, we only have one time element, but הלוך אתום של הריף is like רב. But the ריף שזה is, that הלוך is not like רב. So ממילא, according to the ריף, even though רבי יצחק רב חנינא agrees with רב on everything, we can both time elements, but in Aloha like a Mitzvah Rav Chanina according to the Rif. But according to the Rosh himself, so the Aloha is completely like a Mitzvah Rav Chanina. So that's the chapter. All right.
No, I won't do that. I'll see. But there's corn though. I want to eat some corn. I haven't yet. What is it? La 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 la